Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
John's mindset was that men will never listen to somebody who preaches endurance and patience from the comfort of a lazy boy recliner. I wrote that yesterday as I'm studying. It just popped into my mind. You know, it's one thing for the preacher to tell you something. Well, hang in there, and they're, you know, in a palace somewhere, you know, and, you know, living the high life. And these people are out there suffering, and they're saying, hang in there, you can make it. But John said, no, I'm just like you, you know. He said, I'm enduring and suffering just like you on this isle we see in verse number 9, the Isle of Patmos. This island of Patmos was like our present-day Alcatraz Island off the coast of California. Patmos is out in the Mediterranean Sea, about 40 miles due east of Ephesus. Remember, Ephesus is in modern-day Turkey. And so those seven churches are what we call in modern-day Turkey. Well, the island on the Patmos, we're told, well, it's still there. Matter of fact, you take a tour there. To the island there, and I read one commentator talked about there's a cave there with a little shrine that said basically John slept here, you know, these kind of things that they put everywhere, you know, this was where John stayed and where he received the revelation from the Lord. But whether it was, I don't know, hundreds of caves there on that island. But the point, it was 6 miles wide, 10 miles long, and it was used as a prison island and functioned as a jail without bars and cells. They were captives there on the island. Other prisoners were there with him. The island, we're told, was rich in marble, and most of the prisoners were forced laborers in marble quarries. It's not like it is today where most prisons, they're able to, you know, do the internet and get three meals a day and, you know, the dentist and medical care. They didn't have that on the Isle of Patmos. Wasn't a good place to be. John, now, I told you, is an old man at this time, approximately 95 years of age, by the way. He was born about the time of Christ. When Christ was born, they were about the same age, we're told, and about the same age, so he's about 95 years of age. And we see in verse number 9 that it says that he was on the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, I told you before what that word for means, okay? It's that little word ice. And there's a lot of confusion about how to define that word for. It can be used two different ways. It can be used because, it can be defined as because of, or it can be defined as in order to. And again, let me just throw this in. That's why a lot of people have problems with like Acts 2:38 and some others. Repent, be baptized for the remission of sins. And that's what we read. And they say, well, that means a lot of denominations. Church of Christ is one of them. Will say that you have to be baptized in order to be saved. But the word for there in context, it literally means because of. And again, we see it, that illustration here in this verse, that he was there because he'd been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and because he was preaching the word of God. And so because of that and because of persecution, because he had already said, I'm your companion in tribulation. He was persecuted and he was put on that island because he was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Are you following? Not in order to. However, this is interesting. According to Eusebius in his book on church history, John, who was the last remaining apostle who was still living, remember Peter in the last chapter of the book of John, he's there with Jesus, and Jesus tells Peter, Peter, feed my sheep. Peter, feed my sheep. Three times, Peter, feed my sheep. And then finally, Peter says, Lord, what about that guy? He's talking about John. What about John? And then Jesus says, well, in a nutshell, it doesn't matter about John. You take care of Peter. I'll take care of John. You take care of Peter. He actually even said, what is it to you if John never dies? Basically, is what he says. He didn't say that John would never die, but Jesus said, what is it to you if he never dies? The thought was, don't you worry about John, Peter, you have enough problems of your own, which we can learn that lesson in our own life. Amen? We look at other people. Lord, what about him? Well, I talked about this Wednesday night. Well, remember Matthew chapter number 6? Talks about judge not lest you be judged. And you look at your neighbor and you try to go help your neighbor. Get that speck out of his eye. But yet you got a telephone pole sticking out of your eye. And a log. And Jesus said, listen, get that log out of your own eye. Then you can help that brother get that little speck, that little problem you think he or she has. Then you can help them. Well, that's kind of what Jesus was telling Peter. Peter, I'll do a country music song. Mind your own business and you'll be busy all the time. Gregory, you ever heard that song? That's a long song. Yeah, mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you'll be busy all the time. All right, that's not a gospel song, but there's a lot of truth in that. And that's what Jesus was telling us. Anyway, so we see that he's the last remaining apostle during the reign of Emperor Domitian. And we're told that before he was placed on that island, that he was placed in a large kettle of boiling oil. They were going to kill him that way. All the other apostles had been martyred, except now for John. And so, well, they're going to give him a gruesome death, a painful death. And historians said they put him in a pot of boiling oil, and he survived. What did they say? I don't know. Bible does not speak of this, but historians say it. So after he came out of that pot of boiling oil, what are we going to do with this guy? Well, we'll just send him over here, and he's an old man. He'll die on the island over there. Domitian thinking, well, he'll just die on the island. So that's what happened. After he survived, he was sent to the Isle of Patmos. And again, this word for, follow this. But like Joseph, remember we just studied about Joseph. What man meant for evil, God meant for good. John was also able to preach to the other prisoners. John became a missionary to the prisoners there. So you see, God sees what we can't see, you see. Even though he was there for preaching the word of God, because he's preaching the word of God, God placed him there for preaching the word of God. You got it? Did that make sense to y'all? He's still like Paul the Apostle when he was in prison. Can you imagine a prison guard had to be chained to Apostle Paul for 12 hours and during their shift? Oh no, for 12 hours. All I'm going to hear is preaching and singing. You know, remember Paul and Silas and singing and all that. I'm going to hear it. And he won some to the Lord. Well, John was on the Isle of Patmos because he'd preached the gospel, because he was preaching the word of God. Could it not be possible that God put him on the Isle of Patmos to reach some of those prisoners, that he could share the gospel with them there? What men meant for evil, God meant for good. So it's interesting, just a thought. John became a missionary to the prisoners there. Then we get in verse number 10. Very interesting. It says, I was in the Spirit. And I wrote this yesterday, in the Spirit. No matter where a man is, remember he's on the Isle of Patmos, he's an old man. He said, I'm suffering from persecution and I'm just like you, a companion in tribulation. He just got out of that boiling hot oil, and Lord, don't you know that hurt? You know, they didn't have CVS or Publix Pharmacy to put nice, you know, whatever, you know. So I don't know if he's still suffering the after effects. I don't know. But he said, I was in the Spirit. No matter how hard a life may be, no matter where a man is, no matter what he is passing through, no matter what he is facing, do you know he is still able to be in the Spirit? No matter what's going on in your life, you know you're still able to worship God. That's what I'm getting. In the Spirit. He was worshiping God. And later it talks about him in the Spirit taking him, so he's going to see all these things. But in this case, in this context, he was in the Spirit literally on the Lord's day.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.